are we doing today?
Good, man. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm just living the dream.
That's what you always are doing. Every time I talk to you, living the dream.
It's because I am.
Yeah. No, it's good. No, man. Like, you know, I can't complain. We had better weather last week, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, you know.
Especially in fall around here.
Yeah, no, I feel like last week, you know, was a bit like great weather and everything, but like the death of Eddie Van Halen put a damper on things, and then your audio crapping out in the middle of the podcast.
I know.
Which, you know, surprisingly, nobody mentioned it.
I had like two people personally message me.
Okay.
But like, other than that, nobody really said anything. We should be good this week. I changed out the batteries and found out that the recorder can be plugged in while we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. So no, that's nice. That's
good
for the
environment.
We got
the double safety now.
Yes, that's very good. No, we're figuring things out, you know? It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Yeah, it's a marathon.
Exactly.
The marathon podcast. Here we go.
So talking about figuring things out, Shane, I've got a serious question. I've got people reacting to my posts. I've got people sending me questions. I know that this week we got the first single off of Redux 2 from Silverstein.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah.
I know. I love the new version. I think it's more aggressive. It sounds great. But what the people are asking me is when we're going to get the Silverstein cover of Smooth by Carlos Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
Oh.
When's it going to happen?
I mean, can you replace Carlos? Can you just drop another guy in? Come on.
Other bands have tried it.
That slick tone in the fingers. You talk about a guitar player with some, oof, some sass, some sexiness. Oh, my God.
You guys can't put your own spin on it? Like, come on. The people are wanting it.
I mean, I like Rob Thomas, too. I like both of them. I like both of them separately and together.
And together.
Yeah. It's like, really, it's totally, man. Totally, dude. No, that's going to be in my head for, pretty much all the rest of my life. It has been and it will continue to be. But no, back to my disaster. Yeah, it's cool. We have the Redux album. This is not a planned plug, by the way. I forgot, even though yesterday was the pre-order day, so I forget about my own shit. Sure, the website was working, but we're putting out a record, my band Silverstein. It's called Redux 2, and which means there was a Redux 1. And for Redux 1, we re-recorded, not just remixed or remastered or anything, like actually went, started from scratch. We re-recorded 12 of our biggest hits from the first 10 years of the band. And the reason we did that was, well, first of all, the recordings weren't very good. You know, we were a young band with no money. And the second reason was we just got a lot better. You know, we were young kids. I think I was 19 or 18 when we recorded that first album, you know. So obviously we've gotten better at our craft. So we put that record out. I think it was early last year, had really great success.
I believe so.
And with the, you know, whole pandemic, and we just put out a new album in March. So we were like, well, what can we do? So with this one, we had to go back and do, you know, some different songs from our catalog that, you know, we did our 12 like biggest hits. So these are like the 12, not the 12 next. They're kind of like the 12 deep cuts, 12 songs that we like and some of our fans really like, but maybe we don't play live that much for whatever reason. And we picked it kind of from, you know, our entire catalog. And some of them we changed. Some of them we did some new versions of, and some of them we kept true to the originals, just with better recordings. And My Disaster, which came out yesterday, I guess is the lead single, we did quite a bit of work on it. We made it a lot heavier. We added like a breakdown.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, so I never really liked the way that it was from our third album, and I never liked the way that album sounded. And I thought that we really could have made some better decisions, like, you know, with arranging the songs and stuff. So that's what we fixed that song up, and people are really loving it. So if anyone wants to check it out, it's everywhere, you know, wherever you listen to all the stuff we talk about. And also, if you want to pre-order the album, help us out, SilversteinStore.com. Oh, and I should mention, this is actually an independent release. So Silverstein, ooh, we have our own label now. It's called NSEW Recordings, and so we call it. And it's so all the money, everything that this generates, all goes directly to us. So if you want to help out the band, it's a great way to do that.
Awesome. I'm always glad to hear guys going independent, especially for not necessarily the big albums, but at least like little fun releases like this. I think it's a great thing to do.
Yeah, no, it happened organically with the first Redux because we happened to be free agents at the time. You know, we were in between labels and, you know, that's part of why we did it, right? I mean, it was a good move for us to, you know, not only revamp the songs, but you know, keep the boat floating financially. And then once we did that and people loved it so much, you know, we made sure that we were able to do, you know, this version of Redux Volume 2. And I mean, I think it crushes the first one. So it's really exciting.
I'm excited to hear it, dude.
Yeah. Hopefully November 20th is the date it comes out. Maybe it'll make the top five. Maybe.
We'll see what happens. I don't know.
I know.
Bands are still announcing things. So we'll see what happens. Like,
I hope I can.
I don't even know if you saw, but I've just got breaking news that Bring Me the Horizon announced an album or an EP for the 30th of October. So.
Oh, that's soon.
out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Well,
that'll be crazy.
That band.
Let's stop talking about future releases.
Right. Let's
what
get into it.
What did you enjoy listening to last week?
Oh, last week feels like a year ago.
I know.
I have to be honest. I didn't listen to anything except the new Touche Morey record. I somehow didn't get to our number one pick of 100th, which is crazy. It's still. I will. But, you know, all these records you tell me about, but the Touche record did not disappoint for me. I think it's incredible.
And I 100% have to agree with that. I think, and I'm just going to touch on it really quick because we should. And I love this new 100th album. I think it's fun. It's really kind of chill. Like, I made barbecue sauce last night and I just put on the 100th record and let it spin. But it's
very,
also like.
That's very South Carolina of you. They probably appreciated it.
Oh, I'm sure. But like, it's this weird thing where like the album's kind of long and I didn't realize how long it was going to be. It's 14 songs in about 52 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And like a couple of the songs, you kind of think like, man, did I hear this like a little bit earlier? And is it a callback or is it just kind of like the sound's getting stale? And I'm not sure.
Right.
But, like everything in the album sounds great. It's really fun, chill listen to, and if you haven't checked it out yet, I recommend it. Touche Amour, though, oh my god, blew me away. I remember mentioning last week that I was like, you know, Touche Amour normally takes a couple listens for me to get into an album. Nuh-uh. First listen, I was dragged in, and I listened to it before I listened to 100th, too, and I'm like, man, this is going to be hard to start listening to 100th this weekend now.
Right.
Like,
yeah. No,
it
that's
is some, such a good record.
Some great picks last week. Absolutely, Mike. So are we going to get into this week? There's some records coming out.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do it?
I'm pretty sure there's some records coming out, and I'm ready to do it.
Okay.
Are you ready to do it?
I'm very ready. I'm never been more ready for anything in my life. Okay. Right. I can't talk today. I don't know what's going on with that. All right. Let's go. Number five, Michael.
So number five, coming out of your neck of the woods, Ontario, Canada. I'm not really sure where in Ontario. They just said they're from Ontario. With their new album, We Follow or Lead the Way Out. It's a band called Falsett.
Yes. I know this band. It's a good question where they're from. I feel like they might be from like more the north part of Canada and like Ontario. Not like when people think, I know we have a lot of American and international listeners, and they might not understand when I say like the north part of Canada. I mean like a couple hours north of me, because like the actual north part of Canada, like the, you know, if you think about the north of the United States, you think of like, I don't know, fucking Minnesota or something, right? No one lives up there in Canada. So when I mean the north, I mean like just a tiny little sliver, like up above. But I think
an
they're from
extremely rural area.
Yes, I think they're from up there. And the reason that I know this is because the drummer of this band, his father is the singer for the band Dream Theater, James LaBrie.
And that explains a lot because he is featured on one of their songs. I don't know if the song's on this album, but I know that he's featured on one of their songs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I had, it's really kind of a crazy story because James, he did the podcast a few years back. Mm-hmm. And the reason I got him on the show was Falsett, you know, when they were a younger band, because they're young guys. When they were a young band, like teenagers, they sent me some music and said, hey, like, check it out. We're big fans of Silverstein. Also, mm-hmm. our drummer's dad is James from Dream Theater. And I was like, what? So I managed to say, like, yeah, your music's great. And, like, would your dad do my podcast? And mm-hmm. he did. So it's really cool. So I've been kind of watching the band, you know, over the past few years and watching them grow and get better and better mm-hmm. and kind of find their own sound. And yeah, this is going to be a big release for them. And I'm excited that people are finally hearing about this band.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good. I'm excited for it. It's kind of that vein of alternative metalcore. Like, I almost want to say they're similar to an I Prevail, but this band feels a little bit more on the technical side, I feel, where they're not kind of relying on we're just going to put a breakdown here. Like, sometimes they've got a nice bridge, things like that. And I think that their strong structuring is a little bit better. But I'm really excited for this album. I think it's going to be pretty good.
No, I think
number
that they
five
have
on our list.
Super talented singer, too. The vocalist is he's incredible. And I think that that's, you know, when you have a band like that, all the music is great and mm-hmm. the songs are great, but for some reason when I listen to them, I'm just really zeroed in on the vocalist. So if you're a fan of mm-hmm. bands with good vocalists, check them out.
There we go.
All right, number four.
Number four, coming out of one of our favorite states, Iowa, we've got...
Is that one of our
Influent.
Favorite states? Are you putting that in my... Are you saying this about me?
I might be.
I do like Iowa, though.
It's a great state.
It's actually really underrated. Like, seriously, it is.
It's just great. It's got Boise.
Oh, Idaho or Iowa?
Or no. Crap, I just messed up my
You're the
own
American.
Countries.
Don't they teach you this in school?
I am. Damn. No, they don't. No, Iowa's cool, though, too. Idaho's cool. Iowa. All the I states are cool.
Oh, yeah. Illinois, it's a great one. Wait, let's just clarify. You're talking about Idaho.
I'm talking about Iowa.
You're talking about Iowa. Okay, yeah, Iowa. So, yeah. Like, Des Moines is a great city from there.
Yeah.
Or, Iowa City. I've had some good times there, for sure. Okay.
But, so it's the new album Influence by this little band that I found called Everything in Slow Motion.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of these guys?
No, I like the name, Everything in Slow Motion. I've never heard of the band.
Mm-hmm. It's got a cool vibe and, like, the album art just looks kind of like this clear telephone booth with nothing inside it, lights all around. I love the aesthetic, but they're a post-hardcore band. They kind of remind me of Dayseeker or like a Conviction, something like that.
Okay.
Where instead of focusing on kind of the fast riffs and breakdowns and things like that, they're focusing more on a lyrical heaviness and a more ambient music style. Whereas they will have breakdowns and things like that. But if you like that similar kind of vocal focus from the last band, is more of a heavier metalcore kind of sect, I think that you're really going to love this band. Lyrically, they're great. And in one of the singles, they use a really fuzzy bass solo, bass line kind of thing. And
cool.
I love it when bands do that and just come out of nowhere. And it's like, yeah, we're not going to play a lot of guitar. It's just going to be this cool, fuzzy bass line. And that really caught me. So I'm excited for this album.
Nice. Yeah, no, I don't really have much to say. I just pulled it up on Spotify here. It seems like they're pretty underground band. 6,400 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they're not incredible. So yes, I look forward to checking this out. Iowa. Iowa's finest.
Honestly, I picked this band out just because of aesthetic, too. People say don't judge a book by its cover. I judge music by its album art. So if it looks cool, I'll probably be more inclined to check it out, I think.
And then it ended up being good.
Yes.
Well, you know, okay, I can rant on that for a second. There are definitely albums that are great that have shitty artwork. There are.
Oh, there totally
is. They exist. I won't say that they don't exist, but the most of the time, if the band is putting, you know, all of their effort into this music and everything and like so much mm-hmm. of it, they're probably going to do the same for their artwork. And
oh, yeah, exactly.
A lot of the time when you see just a weird album cover that like either has like really no aesthetic or seems really thrown together, mm-hmm. you're going to find that the music is also that way. So when you see
the new Green Day album.
What happened with that, dude?
Dude, I don't know. Dude. That album was so bad.
It sounded like weird hockey game music. Like it was
it
so
really
strange.
Did.
Such a strange album. And the I mean, this wasn't my intention to talk about this album, but I'll bring it up for
mine
a
either,
second.
But here we are.
The new Green Day album. I heard like a single, and it mm-hmm. sounded to me like literally music you'd hear in the third period, like fucking Leafs at Red Wings, dude. And yeah. I was like, this is just weird. This doesn't sound like Green Day. Maybe this is just the single, you know.
It didn't even sound like Billy Joe singing for the first half of that first single they put out.
The record doesn't really sound like him. So I mm-hmm. was like, okay, well, when the record comes out, I'll listen to him. And Green Day has been very hit or miss over the last decade, pretty much.
Yeah.
At least a decade, which is crazy to say, because I love Green Day. But the, mm-hmm. yeah, so I mean, the record honestly was worse than the single that I heard, and I was like, oh my god, like couldn't imagine. And there was a few glimmers of hope in the album as I listened, because I really wanted to like
it, pushing it,
and then those glimmers of hope were like, there's one song that's like a minute and 10 seconds, and I was like, oh, I kind of like that one, and that was like the whole record, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh no.
But it was one of those ones that I like pre-order, because I'm like, I know Green Day is going to pull it out and it's going to be a good album. Now I don't think I could get rid of this record if I tried. Like, it's yeah. just going to sit there on the shelf forever. Yeah.
No, but back to the aesthetics. No, and I'm poking mm-hmm. around, and you're right. I really do like this glass. Yeah, you talked about this glass phone booth. It like, you feel something when you look at it, and mm-hmm. and now I see the other album stuff they've done too. It looks really great.
It matches their name too. Like, everything in slow motion. It's just kind of this calm album artwork, but there's almost something a little foreboding about it.
Well,
too.
The first thing I said to you was I like the name. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think this is a band that people really need to check out, and not a lot of people know about. 6,400 monthly listeners. So if you want to be cool, man, you want to know about the bands nobody else knows about. Well, that's why you're listening to this, right? To be cool.
Get in on the bottom floor.
There you go. That's right. That's right. Everything in slow motion at number, was that number four only?
That was only number four.
All right, here we go. Number three.
We're rolling slow today.
Well, that's okay.
Number three. We're going to go for a bigger name band now, I think. Everybody, if you're involved in the scene, metalcore, you should know this band. Are you ready for the new album Passenger by Kingdom of Giants?
I'm ready for it. Yeah, I think it's ready for this. It's kind of this band's time to shine. You know,
I really think it is too.
Yeah, they've done really well. And it's, you know, they've always been, you know, kind of around. You hear their name. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, I think this is
their third album, I want to say, something like that.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure. If you haven't heard of the band, they're really similar to bands like The Color Morale, Bad Omens, and I want to say like Thousand Below, bands like that. They've got the fast riffs, but they've almost got these kind of atmospheric overtones to the album too in post-production. This band, if you want to check it out, they put out like 5 singles, and I think they're all pretty good. What I'm really hoping for with this band is, you know, when I think of bands like The Color Morale or Bad Omens or even Thousand Below, like there's that one song that I always kind of get drawn to, and I'm like, yes, this is this band's hit song. It's catchy, and I don't really think I have that from Kingdom of Giants yet.
Right.
And I don't know. That might just be because what the vibes I'm getting from these singles are too is that it's kind of an album listen band, which is totally okay and cool too. But I don't know. I'm still kind of waiting for that one song that really drags me in and I can say, all right, rather than just appreciating Kingdom of Giants, I'm now a Kingdom of Giants fan.
Right. Well, that's interesting. You know, I mean, obviously this whole premise for this, you know, this talk we have every week is about, you know, the top albums coming out, not which hit, which song's going to be a hit or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We listen to albums in full, and that's what, you know, if you want to talk about the rock genre, that's typically what people still like to do in 2020. But singles are getting
more and
more. At
least on the first listen.
Yeah. Singles are getting more and more important, and I know what you mean. But this band, I've always felt like there's always been bands over the years where you listen to them and like you're just like, I don't really have any critique. Like everything
is
good.
Something
nothing
missing.
Could be really be better. It's like you're just like, yeah, this is great. And you know, it's interesting to me that I don't always know if that makes the band fall through the cracks, because like there's nothing like really. To me, there's nothing like overly controversial about the band. Like they don't have like a weird something weird like this. Oh, they did this really bad song. Oh, this like this shit they did was horrible, but now they're good. Or like you know, or like something about the band is so different that someone could it could make somebody, you know, divide people and then in turn get them talking. But this band, it's just like, yep, it's good. Okay,
yeah,
like where are they from? California, great. Love California, okay? And then you just kind of listen to them and you don't necessarily, like, maybe aren't, like, as likely to latch on to them. I don't know if that makes any sense why this band isn't bigger, but they should be.
And it's like, when I'm listening to it, I'm like, you know, this is really good. This falls in line with a lot of the things that I like to listen to. Like, it's heavy, it's got good clean vocals and good screams, it's got this good kind of atmospheric tones slash a little bit of electronic tossed in there. They had a Michael Barr feature, which is one of my favorite vocalists in the scene.
Right.
And, but like, once I'm done listening and I start moving on to something else, it'll take me a long time again before I'm like, you know, I should put on some Kingdom of Giants. Like, whereas if it came on the radio, I would always be excited to hear Kingdom of Giants. Like, oh, it's a Kingdom of Giants song. But I'm not going to put it on. It's one of those weird kind of contradictions.
No, absolutely. And no, I think this is going to be the release that's going to put them on the map, and a lot of people are going to be talking about them.
I really hope so.
Yeah, I really think so too. Okay, well, we're up to number two.
Number two, a band that I will always put on whenever I get in the mood. With their new album, Big Vibe, from London, Ontario, it's Seaway.
They are from Oakville, Ontario. Thank you very much.
Oh,
And I know this because, and I've told the story before, but I'm going to tell it again.
That's right. They have a song about London. They're from Oakville.
Yeah. Well, they have a song about London, England. Because believe me, no one wants to move to London, Ontario. No way.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I mean, I've been there. It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah. Man, the people from London are going to be so mad at me for saying that. But I love this. Love that they've made it. A little surprised they're not number one, to be honest. But I love these guys. Love this band. It's really funny how I found out about Seaway originally. My parents' house in Oakville, Ontario. And my mom asked me if I'd ever heard of this band, Seaway, from Oakville. I said, no, I haven't heard of them. She goes, oh, they're a new pop punk band from Oakville. So she said, literally, I was like, am I reading a bio? Like, and I was like, no, I haven't heard of them. And she says, oh, well, I go to the gym with Ryan's mother. And I said, oh
interesting.
Okay. So
that's cool.
My mom and Ryan, the singer's mom, were gym buddies. And that's how I first heard of the band. Fuck, I don't know. When it was like probably close to you know 8 or 10 years ago, and and yeah, ever since that I've obviously like been, you know, so into them. We toured together and I did a song on their first one of their first releases, you know, as a feature. So yeah, I'm absolutely so excited for this. I love the last album, and go ahead, Mike.
You go ahead. You were saying
I didn't have an and. I was going to say, and then, you know, when you like say and you don't know what you're going to say and then you just hope it comes out?
You're just waiting to do something? Well,
yeah. Yeah. It happens to me all the time when I'm writing and I'll like, if you know, I could be writing anything and I'll write like, okay, this, and then I'll be like, I need like a thing.
Oh,
comma,
I guess there's
thing,
just two.
And then I need an and something. And I'm like, I don't have a third thing, but like aesthetically in my writing, I need thing, and thing to make my point. So that's what I just did, but I didn't come up with the third thing.
All right, well, this album's going to be a little bit different than their last one, I think. They're missing the second vocalist from the mix.
Yep.
I forget exactly what happened there. I think there's bad blood. I can't remember. Might just be creative differences. But overall, I still think from the singles that this band's got it. The writing style is great. The lyricism is fun. The riffs are there, as much as a pop punk riff can be there. And
oh, they got riffs.
I just think that this album as a whole is probably gonna be one of the better pop punk albums this year.
Oh, absolutely. They have never disappointed, but their last album, Vacation, which was actually 2017 now, so they're coming up on 3 years at least now. I'm not sure when in the year it came out, but that's like
a
pretty long time between
similar
releases.
Thing. They did a similar thing with Redux, where it was like half covers and then like half alternate versions of songs from Vacation.
Yes, I remember that. Fresh Produce or something. Yes, I do remember that release. Yes, correct me. Please correct me. But this being, you know, the big new record, people have been waiting for this new music for a long time. And just great to see people from literally where I grew up, still killing it and, you know, making us Oakvillians proud.
Like, talk about another album where I just love the aesthetics. Like, the album art just says big, like, it literally says big vibe, but, like, the color scheme and everything like that around it. And, like, I think it's just black with big vibe and text, and it's got the colors, and it just looks like a vibe. I'm really excited for it.
Hell yes.
Can't wait to hear this on Friday.
Hell to the Mike. Seaway at number two. I'm excited for what number one will be, and you should be too, and we will find out after this. And Mike, we're back after a little commercial break. Maybe about shaving your balls. Who knows? Who knows what it was about?
Who knows?
Who knows? All right, we're getting into the number one album of the week. What is it?
So, number one album of the week, kind of a super group, but it's I Don't Know How But They Found Me. For those who don't know, it's Dallin Weeks from Panic! At the Disco and Ryan Seaman from Falling in Reverse. It's just a duo.
Yes.
And they're making power pop on their new album, Razzmatazz. What a great album title.
Razzmatazz. Yes. I know you like this band a lot. This band, you can file them a little bit under, for me, a little bit under the, like, confusion. I'm not really sure exactly what they are. I think that that's by design, though. I think they have a couple, like, tricks, a couple gimmicks in there. But I think they know how to put songs together. They know how to perform them. And people have taken notice because this band is huge.
Oh, they've just blown up out of nowhere. I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of years, they're already bigger than Falling in Reverse. I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of years they're on the same level as Panic.
Right.
This band's got this, I almost want to say it's like a weird 80s analog kind of vibe to them, where they've got a lot of those kind of old school synth sounds, but I wouldn't say it's synth wavy because it's still more pop than synth wave. And they've also got like the nice, like simple vibey jump around guitar riffs, but it's not rock. It's still closer to pop.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
They've just got this really nice mix in everything they do.
Totally. And when you throw the bands that they used to be out there, you know, Panic the Disco and Falling in Reverse, it really, like, that has nothing to do with what this band does, right? It's such a funny, hard moniker for them to shake, I guess. Like, I know Ryan Seaman very well. We've known each other for, geez, like the better part of, well, 15 years, I guess I've known him. And, oh, wow. You know, he's an incredible talent, and he's also super social. Like, that guy knows everybody. Mm-hmm. That guy is, he's managed bands. He's filled in on drums for so many bands. And just to see them start this band, you know, kind of after they've had so mm-hmm. many other, you know, projects and careers, like they're in their, when they started the band, they were in like their mid 30s. And to have this band blow up, I'm excited that this is possible. You know?
Oh, and, I think so too.
And it's really cool that they're able to just think outside the box, do something, to be frank, pretty weird, and have it actually mm-hmm. catch on and be popular. It's impressive. And I don't know what I'm going to think of this record, but that was mm-hmm. a pun there I did. But I am excited to check this out and really see, as a cohesive, you know, album, what this is, you know, bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm really going to love about this record, and I know that I am, is the production level is crazy good with everything that this band has ever done. Yeah. Their last EP, every single song sounded different, and the same thing with all these singles, but somehow they still fit this major overarching theme of the band. Like, I don't know what it is, but this band just has swagger. Like, they're the band that if they walk into the party and all the other bands are like around, this is the dude who like opens the door in the 80s or 90s movie, and it like swings open and there's a gust of wind and some confetti, and everybody in the lunchroom just like, or the party, like looks over and is like, oh, they're here. Like, that's how this band feels like to me walking into this release. And I think they're only going to get bigger.
I think so too. And fun fact, this is actually their first album.
Yeah, they only have an EP besides this.
Yes, they've only done EPs and singles. So are they the biggest band in the world without an album out? Like, probably they were.
Yeah, I really think so. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if this time next year we're talking and this band is real close, if not already at like Panic 21 Pilots level. Like, I think this is the next big, like, quote unquote, pop alternative band. And I am so excited for them to take off because they've just got this really cool aesthetic.
I think they could be if they want to be. I'm not sure they want to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the thing is I feel like I feel like a part of them. And I, of course, I don't know everything about this band. I don't listen to them religiously, but like when I see stuff about them, I feel like a lot of times they're doing whatever the fuck they want, saying whatever the fuck they mm-hmm. want, and that may be a part of their success, but I think you're absolutely right. The sky's the limit for this duo, and that's why, Michael, you put them at number one. I don't know how, but they found me.
All caps.
All caps. Okay. A lot of people just call them I don't know how, right? If you're cool, you just say that.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah, you pretty much just say, I don't know how.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also the acronym. Like, I miss acronyms for bands that were cool to say, like WeCar and stuff like that. Like, they just kind of rolled off your tongue. Ink with Ice Nine Kills. Like, now it's just kind of like, I don't know how to say this acronym, and it's not really speeding up the process of saying your name anymore.
No. That's true. That's true. I think it's funny when they do that, when there's like acronyms that absolutely make it longer. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't. But no, let's talk about fun band acronyms. My favorite of all time has got to be BT BAM.
Oh, yeah, that one's great.
BT BAM is great.
What are some other good ones? I've got to look around my room now.
You're looking at your posters?
I am.
WeCar is good.
I don't have posters in here.
WeCar is definitely a good one too.
Not one of my favorite bands, but ABR is a pretty good one. Like, that one rolls off your tongue.
Oh yeah, ABR is great.
Like, All Time Low, ATL.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say ATL. Like, if someone said ATL, I think it would take me a second to think of what they were talking about. But everybody calls them WeCar. Everybody says that. Everybody says BT BAM. you know,
DGD with Dance Gavin Dance.
Yeah, like, that's a good one too. Yep, that's thrown around. See, my band, unfortunately, we would just be S, so that we don't have a.
I mean, it's you guys get referred to as Steen pretty often.
We do. We do. We even call our own band that. So,
mm-hmm.
But no, I think bring back acronyms. If you're starting a band, think about the acronym.
Make sure
because
we get a
you
cool
don't want to be Jimmy Eat World. You don't want to have that acronym. That's just going to make it a little awkward.
For sure. Don't do it. Give us cool acronyms.
What's like, I wrestled a bear once? Iwabo.
Iwabo. That pretty, one was awesome.
Pretty funny one. Or I heard, the one that blew my mind, we were on tour, this is 10 years ago in the summertime, but exactly 10 years ago, and we toured with I Set My Friends on Fire.
Ism Fop. Yes.
And somebody came up to me at the show and was like, hey, do you know where the guys from Ism Fop is? And I just was floored and I was like, what the fuck did you say? Ism Fop? And,
what a great band!
And
too,
I was so confused. I had to ask him what he was talking about, and he had to say it. I think it pained him so much to have to say "I set my friends on fire." But that one was just ridiculous.
All right, you ready to run down this kind of overview of our top five?
What's overview? Yeah, what's overview? Number five.
We've got the new album "We Follow or Lead the Way" by Falsett.
Number four.
We've got the new album "Influence" by Everything in Slow Motion.
Great name, great aesthetic, great band. Nobody knows them. Check them out. Number three.
We've got "Passenger" by Kingdom of Giants, which I am now realizing, COG, great acronym.
Yeah, COG. COG. Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, number two.
Number two, we've got the new album "Big Vibe" by Seaway.
Love it. And the number one record this week is
"Razzmatazz" by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me.
Their first album. Fun fact. Love that. Well, what about the honorable mentions? Because I know you missed a couple things.
Oh, yeah. I missed one thing that's very important for every scene kid out there. Unfortunately, they've put two of these songs out as singles on an EP, so that's only one new song, but Mayday Parade is releasing an EP. It would be a sin if I did not talk about Mayday Parade when they're releasing things.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited. I like the other two songs. I think they're a good blend of old Mayday and their kind of Sunnyland sound from the new album. I think it's a great EP to tide me over until I get the next album, hopefully next year.
No, 100%. And what's the story behind this release exactly?
I have no idea. I think they're just bored and putting out an EP between albums.
Okay, so it's like, because you know, I'm always interested in that. You know, right now with bands putting out new music, like did they record this like last year and they were gonna put it out in March and then they were like, I don't know, like maybe it's a bad idea with the pandemic. Let's delay it. And now they're like, fuck it. Or is this pandemic music? Because the idea of pandemic music in some ways is kind of interesting to me. I'm kind of interested what bands are going to sound like when they've written, you know, songs in isolation, in quarantine.
We'll especially see at the end of the month.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what this is. So I was just asking if you knew, but absolutely Mayday Parade,
I'm not sure.
Staple of the scene, a great band, and any new music from them is welcome. So that's great.
Oh, for sure. A couple more things. One of my favorite little super groups, it's got the Tom Barber from Chelsea Grin, and I forget his name, unfortunately, but the drummer from Amure. It's this band called Darko. They are deathcore, they are heavy as hell. They've got Ben from Shadow of Intent featuring on it. This is probably one of the heaviest songs I've heard in months. It's got this, it's already out, so I've heard it. It's got this really cool part where they're going really fast and heavy, and then all of a sudden everything stops and he just goes switch and it goes really slow and heavy. And I think that's cool. Really excited for that release. Two of my favorite upcoming bands, Half Hearted, is putting out their new single. I forget the name, but everything that I've heard from this band is an absolute banger, including this new single. They sent it to me, It's phenomenal. I can't wait to hear more. Basically, what they're just doing is they're putting out a new single every month until quarantine's over and they can start doing things again, which I think is really cool. They're writing some of their best material. Another great up-and-coming band coming out of the UK is a band called Hot Milk. They're kind of
gross.
This weird, I know, kind of a gross name, but it's cool. They're this, like, I want to say they're pop punk, but they're like mainly punk. Like they're, I don't know, it's a weird vibe. I really like this band. They've got cool aesthetic. I know the new song's name is Glass Spiders. I'm really, really excited for it. Probably one of my favorite up-and-coming bands out of the UK. And last but not least, my favorite kind of electronic artist right now, / synthwave. I had a couple good friends show me this guy. His name is Essenger, Essenger. It's kind of like, if you know those movies where it's kind of like a futuristic, like neon city where it's always got that like blue and pink haze. This is exactly the kind of soundtrack I expect to be in that movie at night. Like it's got, he screams on it. He has guitar riffs. There's like actual drumming. There's dubstep breaks. There's cool synthwave parts. It's just absolutely awesome and kind of this weird amalgamation of all of my music tastes, which is cool.
Nice.
But yeah, that's what I'm really excited for. Did I miss anything on your end, Shane?
I don't think so, man. I was wondering, you know, I think last week we might have forgot about the new Metz album. They're a band from my neck of the woods, indie rock band. They do some very cool stuff. I'm not sure if it came out last week or if it's coming out on Friday.
I had it on the full list last week.
Right.
So,
that's definitely the one we forgot last week.
But if you don't know, follow me at Slappy Slam. I post a whole list of all the singles, covers, EPs, albums, whatever. And you can find out absolutely everything that came out that week.
Yeah, and it's a really great resource. And I really do encourage people to follow Mike on Instagram, not just because he's my friend and partner in crime, but it's kind of hard to find lists of, you know, the new releases. Like you can look on some of the mainstream ones, but either you've got just a million things and a lot of times it's like reissues and stuff and they're not separated by that and they don't have any information, you know, or there's just a lot of stuff missing in terms of, you know, the genres that we're into here, you know, that's kind of, you know, to me, the biggest thing. So,
yep. I also post memes and food that I'm cooking. So we're an all around fun, wholesome channel.
How did that barbecue sauce turn out? So, okay, I've never made barbecue sauce. What's the process?
So you take a kind of tomato sauce, just like straight up tomato sauce from the can is what I did.
Okay.
And then some tomato paste in order to kind of intensify the flavor of the tomato. Then you add some like brown sugar, honey, molasses, Worcestershire sauce. So you would have to get vegan free Worcestershire sauce. And then some like liquid smoke, and then you kind of season to taste. So what I did, or like what I like doing to mine, is I add curry powder to mine to give it a little bit of a oriental heat, as well as some lime in order to give it some kind of citrus element. And then obviously just like chili powder, pepper, salt, a little bit of red pepper, garlic and onion powder is essential as well. And then you just kind of cook that down until everything is mixed together. And then you kind of like let it cool a little bit and bottle it.
And that's making
some pulled pork tomorrow, so it should be pretty good.
Okay, no, that's good. No, I've made a lot of things lately. You know, with quarantine, you got a lot of time, and for a while, you know, with all the restaurants closed, it was like, well, I want this dish, I better make it myself. So I've made some things, but I've never attempted barbecue sauce. So like this is
my
gonna blow,
second time doing it.
This is gonna blow Sweet Baby Ray's out of the water.
I think it does. I mean, I don't really use barbecue sauce a lot unless I'm doing like an actual barbecue food, like if I'm making ribs or something like that.
Right.
And since I made barbecue sauce the first time, haven't gone back, made it the second time. And honestly, it takes about an hour, but most of it you're just like stirring for a minute. And then, like, going and doing your own thing for another 5 minutes and just, like, making sure it doesn't boil over or anything. It's pretty easy.
Wonderful. Well, there you go. Well, Mike, it's a great week for food, a great week for music. Thank you for joining me. And
thanks for having me.
Everybody needs to listen to these new albums and everything last week and the week before. And is there a little bit of a preview for next week? Are you excited about anything? I don't want you to spill the beans, but I feel like there's some things coming out.
Normally on the list every Friday, I have my next week's Heat Seeker, and I honestly haven't put it down for next week yet.
Okay.
So a little early. Off the top of my head, just thinking, though, I know that we're getting a new album from Ghostmane. He's kind of this weird, almost black metal aesthetic emo rapper.
Oh.
It's cool, though. Dating Poppy, if you know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know we get new albums from, I want to say, Girlfriends, which is Travis Mills' return to pop punk music slash music in general.
That's hot right now.
Which is awesome. Oh, yeah. And then I think Fever 333 is releasing an EP as well, if I remember.
Wow. Wow. Well,
so should be pretty good.
Come back next week for all that and much more. Mike, we did it.
We did it. Killing it.
All this new shit. Got a new whip. And that's the song that's gonna play right now.
Oh, perfect.
Talk to you later, man. Hello.
Hey, Shane. I've got bad news.
Oh no! What happened? It's not about the barbecue sauce, is it?
It's not about the barbecue sauce. My stomach is intact.
What happened?
I kind of messed up this week. Our number one, I don't know how much they found me, it got pushed back a week.
It did.
I didn't know about it.
It did. Oh, no. Okay. So now instead of it being today, which is October 16th, people are going to have to wait until October 23rd, I guess.
An entire week. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Well, that just moved Seaway into the number one spot, baby. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Right? There we go. Canada represent. Two on the list.
Hell
two,
yeah.
Not two in the top five now, two in the top four. A 50% CanCon list.
Well, everybody can just move up Mayday Parade. That's number five now.
That's right. Well, now, here's the... Do we have to talk about I Don't Know How, But They Found Me again next week? I think we can just mention it. But...
Yeah, I think we can just mention it. Like, it'll be somewhere on the list. I don't know. We'll talk about it real quick, but this happens to us.
Well, there you go. Well, that's good. So when people listen to this and then they go on their Spotify and the record's not out, they aren't going to be too mad at us now if they've listened to this part of the podcast. So,
I hope so.
You got to wait a week for I Don't Know How, but we have the Seaway record, which is a great pop punk band. Check them out.
Let's go.
All right. Now we do it. All this new shit. Got a new whip. All right, Mike.
Hey, yo.
Take care, pal. Talk to you later.
Queens. Yep, I'll talk to you later.
All this new shit. Got a new whip. Got some new ice. That's some new drip. Got rid of my old trash. Got a new bitch. All this new shit. Yeah. All this new shit. Yeah. All this new shit. Got a new whip. That's some new ice. That's some new drip. Yeah. Got rid of my old trash. Got a new